AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. They're now planning for a victory rally tomorrow in Baltimore. The group Black Lawyers for Justice says its pleas. Six officers have been booked on criminal charges for the death of Freddie Gray, injured in the back of a police van. Marchers out in force tonight on the streets of Baltimore. The victim's stepfather calls for peace.
Remember, without justice, there is no peace. But let us have peace in the pursuit of justice.
Baltimore police officials say that they are outraged by the charges. This is the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge Number 3, President Gene Ryan.
Let me begin by stating how appalled and frustrated we are this morning at events and information announced by the state's attorney.
The six officers have been presented in court and bond has been set. A new Associated Press GFK poll finds that many Americans are suspicious of Hillary Rodham Clinton's honesty. Is she strong and divisive, they were asked? Decisive, that is. The respondents said yes, she is. Inspiring and likable, though? Only a minority say they think so. This Labor Day No Telethon, our Ed Donahue has details.
The longtime host of the telethon was Jerry Lewis.
Hi, y'all. It's nice to see you all.
The telethon slowly disappeared from view in 2010 when Lewis suddenly left. From 21 and a half hours in Lewis's final year, the show had been reduced to 2 hours the last 2 years on ABC. MDA Steve Ford says it's no longer a 21-hour world, and television time is costly. The Labor Day tote board hit a record $65 million in 2008, and the telethon itself brought in more than $2 billion. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. The UN Security Council met today on Yemen. There was no agreement on how to handle the growing political crisis, and America's military brass is worried about losing a military toehold there.
Yemen's home to what the U.S. considers al-Qaeda's most dangerous affiliate, and there are also fears Islamic State militants might try to set up shop there. But the U.S. had to pull its special operators out of Yemen as the government collapsed in March, losing a counter-terror and intelligence hub.
I think there's a very great concern.
General Joseph Votel said during an event at the Stimson Center in Washington, he worries about not having a ground presence to work with Yemeni forces. It's a dilemma, he says, his special operators simply have to work around.
Our people are innovative and they find ways.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Ford is expanding a recall on small and mid-sized vehicles, 2013 and 14 Fusions and Lincoln MKZs because of a door latch. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio.